Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you in the radio broadcast again today. We're going to continue sharing with you on the subject of overcoming in your life. And today we're going to talk about overcoming rebellion and stubbornness. God wants you to overcome all rebellion and stubbornness and be obedient to what the Lord wants you to do. Be obedient to the Word of God and be yielded unto Him. Rebellion, if one is in rebellion, they resist authority. If you resist the authority of God's Word, you are in rebellion. This means that you need to submit to God's Word. You need to put God's Word first place and final authority in your life. If you are not going to be submitted to God's Word, you are in rebellion. One who's in rebellion opposes God's control in their life. They want control. Well, Jesus said, if you're going to come after me, you're going to deny yourself. You're not going to be in control. You're going to let the Lord be in control of your life. Well, what are some of the ways that we could rebel against God? In Numbers chapter 20, verse 24, Aaron says, shall be gathered unto his people, for he shall not enter into the land which I have given unto the children of Israel. Why? Because you rebelled against my word at the water of Meribah. When God tells you to do something, you better do what he tells you to do. You know, he didn't obey. He rebelled at the word of the Lord. And what was the effect? He was not going to enter into the land which he had given unto the children of Israel. And this speaks of us not entering into our spiritual land, which is the promises of God. If you are going to rebel at God's word when he speaks to you and tells you to do something, or just at the written word of God, the directions that we have, the more sure word of prophecy, you are not going to enter into the promises. You know, many Christians are wondering, why are I not seeing these blessings and these promises coming to pass in my life? Well, are you obeying what God tells you to do? If you're not obeying what he tells you to do, then you're not going to enter into the promises, because you're going to have given place to the devil. And if you don't walk in obedience to God's word, you won't see those promises coming to pass in your life. A second area over in Numbers 14, verse 9, he said, only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. Here's a case where they would not go up and attack the enemy and fight. They wouldn't obey what God told them to do. Fear will cause you to draw back and actually rebel against what God wants you to do. Now remember, God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. Don't rebel against the Lord and not go forth and attack your enemy. You know, the Bible says we're supposed to war good warfare. We're supposed to go forth and we put on the armor of God for battle. We know the battle's the Lord's in the realm of the Spirit against the demonic powers and the principalities, but we're the ones that are going to release that through our faith. So our fight is a fight of faith, and we use our faith to come against the enemy. Don't let fear cause you to back down. You actually rebel against the Lord if you don't obey what he tells you to do. We're not submitting to God, or we're not submitting to the devil. We're going to submit to God. You submit to the devil when you yield to that fear. Submit to God, obey his word, and do what he tells you to do. In Deuteronomy 1, 25 and 26, it says, they took of the fruit of the land in their hands, and they brought it down to us, and brought us word again, and said, it is a good land which the Lord our God doth give us. Notwithstanding, you would not go up, but rebelled against the commandment of the Lord your God. They rebelled against the commandment of God. They wouldn't go up. Again, they wouldn't go up and do what God told them to do. He gave them the land, and he even brought the fruit of it, the proof of it, but they wouldn't go up and fight and overcome their enemies. And this is true in the New Testament. Many people will not rise up and take dominion over the enemy. They will not enter into the fight. They don't want to get involved in deliverance. They don't want to get involved in spiritual warfare to overcome the enemy. And if you won't get involved in doing what God says, you will not enter into the promises of God in your life. In Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 43, he said, I spake unto you, and you would not hear, but rebelled against the commandment of the Lord, and went presumptuously up into the hill. Here's a case where they weren't following the directions of the Lord. You know, when the Holy Spirit speaks to you and tells you to do something, you need to hear what He tells you to do. You need to hearken unto Him. They rebelled against the commandment of the Lord. God told them not to do it, and they went anyway. You know, you can't just decide, I'm going to do what I want to do. Whatever God's Word says is what you got to do. You know, the Bible talks about not being unequally yoked together with unbelievers. It's amazing how many Christians allow themselves to be yoked together with unbelievers, either in business associations, partnerships, marriages. God doesn't want you to compromise His Word. If you go and you do things that are contrary to the Word, then you are not going to see the blessings of God come upon you in your life. In Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 23, the Bible says that when the Lord sent you from Kadesh Barnea, saying, go up and possess the land which I have given you, then you rebelled against the commandment of the Lord your God, and you believed Him not, nor hearkened to His voice. They rebelled. You know, a lot of times rebellion comes because we haven't believed, and we haven't set ourselves that we're going to obey what God tells us to do. They believed not, and they did not hearken unto the voice of the Lord. Unbelief and not hearkening shows rebellion. You need to choose to believe God's Word, whether you understand it all yet. You know, it's revelation will come progressively. You need to believe what God says because His Word is true, praise the Lord. And you need to do exactly what He tells you to do. We walk by faith, not by sight. Their unbelief, their not hearkening, was evidence of their rebellion against the commandment of the Lord their God. You need to believe His promises, believe what His counsel is, and do what He says, hearkening to His voice. And what He say? He said, you've been rebellious against the Lord from the day that I knew you. We don't want to have that testimony against us. Have you been rebellious against the Lord? If you are one who resists authority, you're rebellious. If you're one who wants to be in control and you really don't let Jesus be Lord, then you are in rebellion. God says repent, turn around from it, and choose to be obedient to the Lord and walk in obedience to what He tells you to do. In Joshua 22:16, He said to the whole congregation of the Lord, what trespass is this that you've committed against the God of Israel to turn away this day from following the Lord? In that you have builded you an altar. They builded themselves an altar that you might rebel this day against the Lord. They builded an altar for themselves. They were just deciding that they were going to do what they wanted. They were serving self. They got involved in idolatry. Anytime you start looking at anything as a source other than the Lord, you're building yourself your own altar, something else that you're looking to as a source. And here he says, when you do that, you are rebelling against the Lord. Don't have any idols before you. Don't have anything that is a source outside of the Lord. Many people make the world a source. Many people make other people a source. They make things a source. Don't do it. You're building an altar for yourself. You're rebelling against God, and you will not see the promises come to pass in your life. Judges 2, verse 19, it came to pass when the judge was dead that they returned and corrupted themselves more than their fathers in following other gods to serve them and to bow down unto them. They ceased not from their own doings nor from their stubborn way. What happened? Here the judge was dead. They returned and they just continued in the ways of their fathers. This shows you that inherited generational curses are going to try to influence your life from your forefathers, just as they were corrupting themselves in the same way as their fathers in following after other gods. This is why you got to get delivered from the effects of these inherited generational curses, and you've got to turn away from them and not bow down to them and continue to walk in the ways. It says they cease not from their own doings. That again shows that they were not yielded to God. If someone is stubborn, they refuse to yield. They refuse to obey. They refuse to comply. In fact, they're determined to have their own way. And what it say? They cease not from their own doings, nor from their stubborn way. They wanted to have their own way. You know, if you want to have your own way, you're going to cause all kinds of problems. You'll cause problems in a marital relationship. You'll cause problems on the job. You'll cause problems in relationships with people as friends or in the body of Christ, in the church. You need to turn away from that stubbornness and choose to yield. A person who's stubborn refuses to yield. They refuse to comply. They want their own way, and that is a great mistake. And because of this fact that these guys went into bondage and did not possess their promises. Look at a scripture in 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 23. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. You know, some people have declared that rebellion is witchcraft. Rebellion's not witchcraft, but it is as the sin of witchcraft. Why? What is it likened to witchcraft for? Because witchcraft, what it does, it wants power and it wants control. That's the same thing that rebellion wants. Rebellion resists the authority of God's word. It opposes God's control in their life. It wants control. So if you are rebellious, essentially you're saying, I'm going to do what I want, I'm going to control, and I'm not going to submit to God's word as the authority over my life. And also, it talks here about stubbornness as iniquity and idolatry. Iniquity is a wickedness within us, a wicked desire to do what we want, and idolatry is serving self, serving other things, serving our own self rather than being obedient to God. If you have stubbornness, it shows that you really have a lot of selfishness and you really have not denied self because you have refused to yield to the Lord. So you need to confess that as sin and repent and get delivered from those rebellious and stubborn spirits. And of course, this is why he had his problems, that he'd rejected the word of the Lord because of his rebellion and his stubbornness. And then God said, he's also rejected thee from being king. Well, if he rejected him from being king, he's going to reject you from operating in your position as a king under the King of Kings. You will not rule and reign over your enemies if you are in rebellion and stubbornness. We've got to turn away from it. You know, a lot of times people say, well, I wonder why these promises aren't coming to pass in my life. There's a reason. You've got to understand there's always a reason. And if it's rebellion and stubbornness in your life, turn away from it so that God can set you free and be obedient and yielded and so that God can bring forth his promises in your life. Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to continue on this in the next broadcast. I trust that you'll be taking hold of the word, you'll be doing what it says, and walk in victory and see God bless you. We'll see you then. God bless you. Bye-bye. As I close today,